White nose syndrome has put bats on the map in a bad way. It's a fungus that can grow on a bat's nose and wings while they hibernate, and it's killed millions of bats in the northeastern U.S. 80% of the bat population gone. It hasn't hit Arizona yet, at least as far as we know. Biologists who study bats here don't have much historical data to see changes over time in local populations. Bats haven't been closely monitored here in the past.
People were working with sexier species, and money was going to things that had a more perceived economic importance or higher appeal. There's a lot of mystery and confusion and myths about bats because it's something, if we see it at all, it's a fleeting glimpse of it in the dusk.
Biologists like Randy Babb have decided it's time for bats to get the spotlight. So they're building a database of information by catching bats with giant nets. The show's Annika Klein picks it up from here.
I want you to flip your circadian rhythm for a minute and imagine you're a bat, just finishing a day's sleep in your roost along the Verde River. You wake up to the song of dusk. Frogs croaking, crickets chirping. The day critters are going to bed, and the night owls are taking flight. And you are hungry. Time to put those echolocation skills to good use and rustle up some grub. One of those crickets would be nice, but any moth or mosquito in your path will do. It's just a typical night of flying and hunting until you get yourself trapped in a net.
Do you want to tie it over here maybe and tie the branch back instead of tying that up?
A couple hours earlier, two biologists set up the net 10 feet high between two trees.
If they're going fast enough, they're not going to see it or hear it because they use echolocation. So it's just a matter of trying to catch them unaware.
Kay Nicholson is one of those biologists. She helps the Arizona Game and Fish Department with bat nettings. And though the bats may not enjoy the change in their evening plans, Nicholson is trying to help them.
White nose syndrome hasn't made it here yet to Arizona, but it could definitely spread here. In my mind, it's just a matter of when and how hard we'll get hit.
That's why the biologists want to get to know the bats around here, so they can tell when something changes and by how much.
The trick is you don't know what's going to be important, so you have to collect everything. And that is incredibly difficult.
Randy Babb is a biologist with Game and Fish. When he looks at a bat, he makes lots of notes. What's the species? The gender? Does the bat look healthy? Is she pregnant? Then he lets the bat go and keeps the notes, which will give him a baseline to use to tell if something changes with the bats around here.
So I look at her wings. There's no tears or damage or anything like that. I don't see any parasites on her.
Right now, Babb is taking a look at their first catch, fresh out of the net. You can tell he has an audience tonight, too. Arizona Game and Fish opens up some of these bat nettings to the public, a sort of bat meet and greet.
And the wings feel like...
Babb splays out the little bat's wings. A thin webbing stretches between slender bones.
Matter of fact, each one of these fingers has the same number of joints that your fingers have in your hand.
And I didn't know bats lived 30 years. I was like, wow. I knew horses lived 30 years. I didn't know bats lived 30 years.
Lisa Rosenberg is learning a lot about bats tonight. Her experience with them before now has gone like this.
Every once in a while, because I was living in an old farmhouse, one would come down the chimney or one would end up in the house. Basically, I would just cover it with a pot and take it back outside and off it would go.
Randy Babb says most people think of bats as flying mice, a rodent with wings that takes up residence in their home or yard.
But they are far more closely related to you than they are mice.
They are mammals just like us. Didn't realize how closely related they are to us until I was listening to him tonight.
Everybody's got to sing Born Free now. So anyway, let's go. Here it goes.
Oh, bye.
There we go. Thanks a lot.
No problem.
You know, this up. Whole other world waiting for us out there, and we seldom ever get a chance to experience it. I mean, we're just not nocturnal species, you know?
But with their flashlights and nets, Babb and the other biologists will keep staying up late to get to know their nighttime neighbors a little better. The sun is rising again. Time for bed in the bat world. For the show, I'm Annika Klein.